It's that time on a Friday. We roll out the proverbial acronyms, SMH, WTF. We look at people in sports and there's like, do you understand everything's being recorded? That if a microphone is in your face or a red light on the camera, it's on. And digital footprints are in ink. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. But before we roll out the nominees, we welcome in the eternal landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Let's start with, all of a sudden, the eternal Steeler quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. So he's been playing this Brett Favrean drama season after season. I don't know if I'm going to play next year. And, of course, the franchise has to play along and play along and play along because they're probably like, shut up, Ben. We know you're coming back. You're just being a drama queen. You're not walking away from $18, $20 million. Just shut up. So they went into last year, and actually year to year, with minimal concern. Occasionally they draft a Landry Jones. He went in the fourth round. Then last year, after playing every game for the first time since 2016, I know he sat out week 16, game 16, but because they already had their seeding locked, they went out and drafted Mason Rudolph. And all of a sudden, Ben is like, you know, I'd like to play another 3 to 5 years. Folks, that is a definitive tool. All right, next up, Canadian rapper Drake. To quote Seinfeld, starting to hate the Drake. Dude, you don't play basketball. It's cool. You're into the Raptors. Awesome. You can afford those super sweet courtside chairs. You're a fan. So if you missed it, at halftime of game one between the Cavs and Toronto, Cleveland bench rider Kendrick Perkins was messing around with Serge Ibaka. They were teammates in OKC. And for some reason, Drake thought he was involved and chirped at Perkins, who properly told him, sit your ass down and watch the game. Then to prove his baggery, as Drake was leaving through the tunnel, he then came back and started yelling crap towards Perkins and the Cavalier locker room. Dude, here's what you do. You take your hotline bling and cram it. Next, we bring in Washington Capitol right winger Tom Wilson. For my money, your cheap shot that broke the jaw of the Penguins' Zach Aston Reese caused the concussion was bad enough. But when the idiot refs fail to run you for headhunting or cross-checking or boarding, when your sorry ass sat down on the bench, you just had that obnoxious Martin Shrekley-looking smirk. That should have been worth another two games. You got three. I think it was perfect. Hockey's a tough game. You lowered your shoulder and went above the neck. Because as we've seen in football, sometimes a guy will lower his head and it's not avoidable. This was not the case here. It crossed the line between hard play and a dirty cheap shot. And once again, it's not your first infraction like this. Your reputation preceded you, dumbass. Enjoy watching the next couple games. Lastly, now former Carolina defensive back coach Curtis Fuller. Stop me if you heard this one a billion times before. And of course, it's the NFL franchise whose owner, Jerry Richardson, is in the position of having to sell because he's another vile, disgusting, wealthy white guy in a position of power who views women as objects and toys. Well, this jackass had to resign following an investigation. And once again, we find a culture of inappropriate, which is code for they're sexual harassers. Let's start calling it what it truly is, pigs taking advantage of women who might need their jobs. So we get the usual, the Panthers are deeply committed to ensuring a safe, comfortable, and diverse work environment, which is a crock of poop because the guy at the top did not practice that for a millisecond. We might be living in the time of Me Too, but man, we are still a long way from no more. I think that Roethlisberger's a jerk. Drake is a jerk. Curtis Fuller is just a slime. I'm going to go with Tom Wilson. It's been rare we've been able to put somebody in the tool shed who actually committed an on-field infraction. So I'm going to take advantage of that. And with that, we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, and to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Wilson! Wilson! Wilson!
Nice, the 1-2 punch.